Our very first question, this was submitted by one of our viewers, Elon Goldman. So his question was, could you prove that God is real?
So, when we think about God, right? Everyone has a different thought. Even people who say, I don't believe in God, still have some sort of thought. What is a God I don't believe in? But I think that really most of us have a misconception about what God is. And let me give you five statements about God. Question number one. Statement number one. If you can define it is not God. If there could be more than one, it is not God. If it could be denied, it is not God. If it could be proven, it is not God. If there could be anything else, it is not God. If it will not allow anything else to be, it is not God. So, as you can see, they're kind of contradicting each other, they're kind of growing each other, telling us that God is not a physical thing or even any sort of spiritual creation, which is generally, as human beings, the only way we can relate to something is a created thing. Even a spiritual creation, an angel, we can try to think about it, or a physical creation, but a spiritual, but God isn't any of that. So, if we take these sentences and seeing that it's a podcast, people can rewind and listen again. Exactly what it is. It will allow us to understand that most of us, I would probably say all of us, and myself included, because I have to think about this constantly as well, that our preconceived notion of what God is somewhat off. God is not a creation, it's not physical, it's not spiritual, but we can still try our best to think about it and relate to God as a human being.
Okay, I really like that answer, and I have two follow-up questions for that. One, for those people and even rabbis who try to garner evidence to prove God's existence, and as that is a contradiction of one of the statements, what would you say to those people who try to prove it with empirical evidence?
So, if it could be totally proven and not denied, then it's not God. They're not proving God. We could prove the way God interacts with us, but if it's a way that this has to only be God and there's nothing else exists, then it's not God because God did not allow us to get to that level of relationship. Because, as maybe we'll touch on later, the idea of free choice. But ultimately, it's good that we should try to come up with thoughts and ideas to prove God. But remember, if it could be 100% proven, then you're doing something else. It's not God.
I see. If that happened to be true, there are, for the viewers out there, Kabbalists are biblical literates who try to prove God's existence. Why do they try to prove God's existence, these Kabbalists, if they know that proving his existence would contradict that own statement?
So, what they're doing isn't proving that God exists and they can no longer say there's only God. What they're doing is giving us proof towards God's existence. But what we're saying is, if it could be empirically proven 100% that there's only God and there's nothing else, then that is no longer what God is. That does not stop us from trying to prove and trying to figure out what it is. That's the first commandment. I am the Lord your God, to try to know God.
So I guess a couple questions of myself. So it seems to me that, especially with this, with one of the statements that you said, that if you can 100% undeniably prove the existence of a God, then it's
Not
not
God.
God. Exactly. So that leads me to think. So what you seem to be suggesting is that really, this entire religion, it's not really something that, as much as we can try to prove the existence of a higher being and whatnot, but we need to also keep in mind that it's a faith-based religion. And even though you can go 99% of the way there to proving that there may or may not be a God, that 1% ultimately needs to be composed of faith. Right? So there always needs to be some element of faith, not some element of omniscience.
That is correct, and that is correct, and that is a free choice that we have. And that allows us to have free choice.
And for people who like that Fourth Amendment, that trying to get closer to God, but at the same time, you can't use evidence to prove God, does that in a way contradict itself, trying to build a relationship on something that really can't be proven? And how do you steer clear of that contradiction?
No, because we human beings, right? We have time and space. We have finite, we're not infinite. And God said, the first commandment, I am the Lord your God. And as I was saying, this means we have to try our best to understand God based on how we can. God doesn't want us to understand God how he is ultimately because it's not possible. Our brain is not possible for us to comprehend that. So our job is to try to understand God as best as we can with our finite brain. And then from there, whatever we cannot get, whatever we get to say, okay, I kind of get past here, this is a faith. But it doesn't stop us spending a lifetime proving and studying to get to that.
So I see, like, we try to understand God until our human optimum ability, and then the rest is faith-based, and that's where you dive into your own spiritual world.
Yeah, and remember, our intellectual ability is pretty great too. So, spending an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours, 100 hours is great, but that's not the capacity of intellectual ability, which is why studying about God and studying Torah is really a lifetime effort. And each time I speak about it, I come to a great understanding. And each time, we study about it, we get to great understanding, which brings me to a point I always like to bring out that a lot of us, not you guys, because you're doing what you're doing, is that we get an elementary level understanding of Judaism, and then we kind of check out. But then we keep on educating ourselves with the sciences and with the arts, etc. We're getting degrees and master's degrees and doctorates, but our Judaism stays in elementary school. But really, our mandate is, as long as our physical brain can keep on studying, we've got to keep on developing and working on our understanding of God and understanding of Judaism. And what you're doing is great. You're not sufficing with the elementary level of Judaism. You're digging deeper to try to get more answers.
I see. Wait, do you want to move on to the next question, Alex?